Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Science of Cooking, Every Question, Answer to Perfect Your Cooking by Dr. Cooking by Stuart Faramond is an illustrated, science-based cooking reference designed for home kitchens. Rather than focusing on long recipe collections, it explains why common techniques work, using a question and answer approach that tackles everyday problems cooks actually face. The book's purpose is to bring practical food science into routine meal making, so readers can troubleshoot, adjust, and improve results with confidence. Organized by food groups and ingredients, it covers familiar challenges such as getting steak right, keeping fish moist, achieving dependable egg results, and understanding what heat does to vegetables, grains, and sweets. Along the way, it also addresses storage and safety questions, including issues like egg handling and whether reheating cooked rice is safe when done properly. With step-by-step technique guidance and clear visual explanations, it aims to make scientific concepts useful at the exact moment a cook needs them. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a question and answer structure that turns science into kitchen decisions. A defining feature of the book is its question and answer format, which makes food science feel immediately practical. Instead of presenting chemistry or biology as abstract theory, it starts with the kind of questions that arise while shopping, prepping, cooking, or storing food. This structure helps readers connect cause and effect, what changes when you alter heat, time, moisture, or preparation method, and how those changes show up as flavor, texture, and appearance. Because the content is organized by food group and ingredient, the reader can approach it like a visual handbook rather than a linear textbook. That organization also supports quick troubleshooting. If a result is dry, tough, split, or bland, the book pushes you to identify the likely mechanism behind the issue and adjust accordingly next time. The overall methodology encourages learning transferable principles rather than memorizing instructions. This is especially helpful for cooks who want consistency across different equipment and ingredient quality. By pairing explanations with practical technique guidance and illustrations, the book aims to help readers build a mental model of cooking processes. So improvements are based on understanding rather than guesswork. Secondly, heat, proteins, and moisture improving meat and fish results. The book uses popular goals like cooking a great steak or keeping fish succulent as entry points into the science of proteins and heat. These are foods where small changes in temperature and timing can cause big differences in texture and juiciness, so a scientific explanation is directly useful. By focusing on what happens to muscle proteins during cooking, it helps readers understand why gentle heat can preserve tenderness, why high heat can create appealing browning, and why overcooking often produces dryness. For fish, the emphasis on moisture and delicate structure explains why careful cooking matters and why some handling choices, such as whether to keep skin on, can influence outcomes. While it is not positioned as a chef-only manual, it supports home cooks who want repeatable results by highlighting controllable variables, thickness, heat intensity, carryover cooking, and resting or holding methods. The intention is not to replace recipes, but to improve them. Once you understand the mechanism, you can better adapt different cuts, different fish varieties, and different pans or ovens, and still hit a preferred level of doneness and texture. Thirdly, eggs as a science lesson: freshness, cooking methods, and storage choices. Eggs appear as a recurring example because they respond dramatically to small changes in heat and handling, making them ideal for explaining cooking science. The book addresses practical questions such as how to poach an egg well, how to judge freshness, and whether eggs should be refrigerated. These topics combine technique and food knowledge controlling coagulation during cooking to get a tender white and a runny yolk, recognizing how egg quality affects performance, and understanding storage practices that influence shelf life and safety. By treating eggs as both an ingredient and a biological product, the book helps readers connect kitchen outcomes to underlying structure. The value for the home cook is confidence. Instead of treating a poached egg or soft-boiled egg as a matter of luck, you learn which factors matter most, such as temperature control and handling. The storage discussion also fits the book's broader theme of informed decision-making, understanding how food systems work in real kitchens, so you can choose methods that match your environment and habits. This approach makes the egg chapter material useful even for experienced cooks because it reinforces consistent results and sensible kitchen routines. Fourthly, vegetables and plant foods, texture, nutrition, and when raw makes sense. For vegetables and other plant foods, the book highlights how cooking changes texture, flavor, and nutritional profile, and it tackles questions like which vegetables should be eaten raw. This topic matters because plant foods vary widely. Some benefit from cooking to soften structure or improve palatability, while others are prized for crispness or a fresh taste. By explaining the role of heat, water, and time, the book helps readers control outcomes such as crunch versus tenderness and bright versus muted flavors. It also ties technique choices to practical meal goals, like achieving consistently steamed vegetables or preventing sogginess. The broader lesson is that there is no single correct method. Instead, different approaches unlock different results. Understanding what happens during cooking makes it easier to select roasting, steaming, boiling, or raw preparation intentionally. This ingredient-led framing supports everyday cooking because it applies to weeknight meals as much as special occasions. The emphasis remains on accessible science rather than lab-style detail, enough explanation to guide decisions, not so much that it becomes detached from practice. The result is a clearer, more flexible approach to vegetables grounded in how the ingredient behaves. Lastly, flavor, sweets, and kitchen mitts from chocolate appeal to food safety questions beyond cooking technique. The book addresses why foods taste the way they do and how to separate reliable guidance from kitchen myths. Examples referenced in public descriptions include why chocolate tastes so good and whether reheating cooked rice is safe when handled correctly. These topics show the book's range it can move from sensory enjoyment to practical risk management without losing its home kitchen focus. The chocolate question points to the book's interest in flavor and pleasure, helping readers understand that taste is not accidental, but linked to ingredients and how they are processed and handled. The rice safety question reflects another key theme: food science is also about safe routines, storage, and reheating practices that reduce risk. The book also includes myth-busting content, touching on areas such as vegan diets and cholesterol, positioning it as a guide for readers who encounter conflicting claims online. Importantly, it frames these subjects in a cooking context rather than as a medical text. The takeaway is better judgment. Important. When readers understand basic mechanisms, they can evaluate claims more calmly and make decisions that are both enjoyable and sensible. In conclusion, this book best suits home cooks and food curious readers who want to improve results by understanding what is happening in the pan, oven, or bowl. It is especially helpful for people who can follow recipes but still struggle with consistency, since it aims to teach principles you can apply across different dishes and ingredients. The practical benefits include better control of texture and doughness, more reliable technique for common foods like eggs, meat, fish, and vegetables, and a clearer sense of how to store and handle ingredients safely. The intellectual benefit is that cooking becomes more explainable, mistakes turn into useful feedback rather than mystery. What helps the book stand out in the crowded cookbook category is its combination of accessible science, ingredient-based organization, and a question-and-answer format that mirrors how people actually search for help. Many cookbooks either focus on recipes alone or present food science in a way that feels detached from everyday meals. Here, the science is positioned as a tool for decision-making, reinforced by step-by-step technique guidance and strong visuals. As a result, it works well as a reference you return to repeatedly, not just a book you read once. If you would like to support Dr. Stuart Faramond, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.